With the evidence that you had, or the experiences you had with stepping off into the water and then seeing all the carving, to what extent do you think that represents global warming as compared with sort of local advances and retreats and so forth?
Yeah. Look, that's a very good question. I mean, given the scale of what you've got there, I'd be lying if I said that I arrived on the ship one day and I had a look out the window and I saw massive icebergs carving off and immediately had a complete understanding of what was going on there. You're looking at such a complex and such a massive environment that it's very difficult to know what it is you are seeing. So despite having walked for thousands of kilometres across the place, it's almost not that that gives you more of an insight. It's the research you have to do into the kind of conditions you're going to face when you get there, to know how much food you've got to prepare for, what sort of climbing gear you're going to need to have to anticipate crevasse problems you're going to experience, the kind of wind speeds you're going to face, and whether or not your equipment's going to handle it, like your tent, for example. It's doing the research into the records of the sorts of conditions you're likely to face that gives you more of an insight than the physical trudging across. It's very difficult to get an appreciation just looking at you see icebergs which are sort of, 20 cubic kilometres in size carving off, and it's very difficult to know whether or not that represents normal conditions or not. So largely the information I use is information from other sources, essentially, and despite having walked across it myself.
Tim?
Just a second.
Be good as microphone. Tim, you're an Englishman who's ended up in Adelaide. So was Douglas Mawson. How do you rate, and you've done some work on Mawson, and your forthcoming documentary is going to expose all of that, but do you have any comments about the historical exploration that went on in the Antarctic around the turn of the last century or previous century? How did they fare relative to today? Did they prepare well enough? So I'd like to hear what you've got to say about Mawson, and I'd also like to hear as to whether you think Scott should have survived had he prepared a little bit more effectively.
There's a lot, quite a few questions there. If it comes to the heroic era, which is the era to which a lot of these, or just about all of these amazing feats of endurance happened. So Scott and his men all dying, Mawson narrowly surviving when both of his colleagues died, Shackleton and the famous boat crushing, and then the men paddling across the open ocean. All of those incidents really happened in about a decade at the beginning of the 20th century. They were all amazing, amazing feats. This guy said to me once, they may have been travelling in wooden boats, but they were certainly iron men. And as opposed to the way we are today, we're wooden men travelling in our iron boats, And I guess for them, there was no opportunity of rescue a lot of the time. They would go down, they would establish their base. They would perhaps, if they were lucky with the remainder of the summer, they would travel down during the summer when the ocean was free of ice. They'd establish their base, put out a few food drops, retreat back to the hut for the winter, following summer, do the trip. If they were lucky, they'd get the trip done and get back to the hut, gather themselves and get out with enough time to sail back during the summer. If not, they'd have to sit out the following winter,